Carol. I don't know if you remember who I am, but just a reminder, I'm the Shark client, the Shark plaintiff, who I wrote a, who filed a, an appeal, and basically had you running off like a little bitch. I wanted to read you something. According to the New York State Code, Rules and Regulations, 202.27, it states that, and this is statutory law, that if a plaintiff appears but the defendant does not, that the judge may grant judgment by default. Where case law is concerned, it says that with regard to the case Tranny v. Tranny, Volume 21, AD 3, 3rd Judicial District, page 1084, and New York 803 New York Supplement 2D, page 617, it says, ordinarily where courts grant judgment to plaintiffs based upon defendant's default and appearance at conference, default may be vacated only if defendant can demonstrate both reasonable excuse for default in appearing and meritorious defense. Okay? Another case, a case law history fact pattern states that defendant's failure to appear at pretrial conference in a personal injury action constituted an unappealable default judgment. According to NYCRR 202.16 with regard to preliminary conferences, court holds that pursuant to the aforesaid law, parties must appear with their attorneys at preliminary conferences, which are required under the section. Basically, what I'm saying is that based upon the New York Code rules and regulations, it buttresses what I stated all along, that my husband should have been defaulted. Now, with that in mind, you have a problem, Eric, because I filed another lawsuit. I'm sure that you and Sunshine and Fat Dolores and some other people have sat around wondering, what am I going to do with this crazy chart? So let me tell you, now that I have this law in my hand, and I have filed another federal lawsuit, which I believe is going to stick, I'm going to drag your fucking ass to federal court. And then you can stand in front of the federal judge and explain to him why the fuck you adjourned my case for a defendant who never showed up, never wrote a response, never interposed an answer, never came to court, never. Explain that to a federal judge. Let me remind you, three reasons that you can't give to federal court. Because the Talmud said I could. Because he's a nigger. Because he gave me the money. Federal court will not accept that, of course, unless, of course, the judge is Jewish. And I've already written my complaint to ensure that the judge is not. What are you going to do, Eric? Call the cops on me? You do, I sue them. You never have to worry about my family, because I'm not going to jail for touching smutty garbage like you. You best believe that you, Sunshine, and Fat Dolores, I'm going to show enough bust your ass in federal court. And I'm going to leave you three dummies to wonder what the fuck you grab hold to when you took my case. You took money from my husband. You deprived my daughter of money she needed for college. And I'm going to bust your ass in federal court. I ain't going to use my hands. I'm going to use state law, federal law, and the U.S. Constitution. You'll see if Hashem comes to your rescue, you motherfucking corrupt son of a dog.
End of message.